May have been she. You'd be one of the longer-serving people at the Merryman Schools. Would you tell us what is it that keeps bringing you back to the schools, and have you any memories of anything that happened over the years?
I started coming to the Merryman School in 1967, at the very beginning, and I've been coming for nearly 40 years, almost every year. I enjoyed it so much the first time, because I'd never been to County Clare before, and I loved going around to all the places that were connected with Merryman's life, and going to Fakehill particularly, and seeing all about this man whose poetry we learnt at school. We learnt the non-sexy bits of his poetry at school, but I had no idea that there was such an incredible background to his work, and what very modern ideas he had for somebody who wrote so long ago. But what happened then was I made a lot of friends coming here. I loved the way the people here, even though I'm not good at speaking Irish myself, the way they lapsed gently from English into Irish, the way both traditions seemed to be natural to them, the way they knew so much history. We learnt so much about the whole area from the people who understood geology and everything, and I somehow found it was a great charge to my spirit to come here, and also the friends that I made. And we're all getting older and older, and each year we come, where some of us are on sticks and some of us are not as bright in the eye as we were when we were in our 20s, but my goodness, we're all very cheerful and we love seeing each other. It's like going to Irish college and seeing the same people arriving each year, and there's a great family and friendly atmosphere where nobody waits for someone else to speak to them. They all say hello, and I'm very, very proud and pleased to be a part of it.
And tell us, you wrote a very nice short story for Cumann Merryman last year for the 200th anniversary of his death. Was that a hard story to write, or did it come easily, or did you have any inspiration for it?
It was a great honour to be asked to write for the bicentenary, and even though I'm very garrulous and talk all the time, I was quite nervous standing up in front of all these people to read a short story, because I felt I'm not a literary person. I'm a storyteller, and I like to tell funny things and moving things and touching things that happen to people, but I don't do much research or anything. But I did a bit of research for that, and I decided to write a story about a man and a woman who came on a holiday to Ireland, just thinking they were going to come on a holiday to mend their ailing marriage and the possible beginnings of a depression in the husband. And they found themselves in the middle of the Merryman Summer School, and suddenly everything their lives fitted into place, and suddenly they became confident and cheerful, and in fact thought they were the reincarnation of Brian Merryman and his wife. And I loved writing that story, and so far people, I'm delighted to say, it was commissioned by the Merryman Summer School, who gave me a most beautiful picture, which is hanging on my wall, a picture of Manus Walsh of the barn, which I'm just delighted with, and everybody admires when they come into our house. And it was a lovely present to get for writing a story, which I enjoyed doing. And now lots of people seem to want to reprint the story elsewhere, so I hope it'll encourage lots of other people to come to the Merryman Summer School.
Me Vinci, gumbuyachas lat.
Her valley's it.